This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Nepal signs atomic energy related CPF and reiterates commitment to disarmament. Meeting of the task force formed to decide seat distribution among ruling parties continues today as well, and protests as Japan honors slain ex-Prime Minister Shinzo Abe. Now the news in detail. Today is the second day of Dasain, also celebrated as Navaratri by worshipping the nine forms of Ganesh Durga for 9 days, and is dedicated to Brahmacharini, the mother of devotion and penance. According to priest Madhav Chalise, Brahmacharini represents the ascetic form of Durga, and worshipping her is believed to increase one's discipline and virtue. In Kathmandu, devotees go to Indrayani temple in Dhalko and also Sobha Bhagwati temple, where the images of all nine forms of Durga can be found carved on the boundary wall of the temple. Cultural scholars and experts believe that worship of Durga in Dasain shows Nepali society's reverence for Matri Shakti, or motherly power, and the importance placed on the concept of Devi, or a supernatural extension of the female form, for the defeat of evil and triumph of good. Minister for Education, Science and Technology Devendra Paudel has signed the Country Program Framework, CPF, related to International Atomic Energy. With the signing of CPF during the 66th General Conference of the International Atomic Energy Agency, IAEA, Nepal is eligible for receiving cooperation from the IAEA in the areas of radiation safety and nuclear security, food and culture, health and nutrition, drinking water and environment, energy and industry, and nuclear knowledge development and management. Referring to Nepal's commitment to global peace and disarmament, Minister Paudel reiterated Nepal's firm belief that nuclear science and technology should only be used for peaceful purposes within the safeguarding framework of the IAEA. Minister Paudel leads the Nepali delegation to the IAEA-RCA ministerial-level meeting and 66th General Conference of the IAEA going on in Vienna since September 26th. The event will conclude on September 30th. The meeting of the task force formed to determine the distribution of seats and regions for the November 20th general elections among the ruling parties is currently ongoing. The secretary of the task force, Keshav Raj Joshi, informed that the discussion were focused on finalizing the issue of seat distribution in the meeting of the task force sitting at the Prime Minister's official residence, Balwatar. The meeting of the coalition parties has been continuing in the presence of top leaders along with the task force to reach an agreement between the parties for the electoral alliance between the ruling parties. Of those who went missing in an avalanche that occurred at the third base camp of Manaslu last morning, a person was found dead and 10 others have been rescued alive. Superintendent of Police at the District Police Office Gorkha, Kedar Khanal, shared that the deceased has been identified as Anup Rai of Sankhua Sabha. He added 4 persons were rescued yesterday, while 6 more were rescued this morning. Khanal said 2 persons who were rescued from avalanche are in normal condition and they are still at the base camp. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. Japan is bidding farewell to former Prime Minister Shinzo Abe, who was killed on a campaign trail in July with a rare state funeral that has divided the nation. Some 4,000 mourners, including the United States Vice President Kamala Harris and Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi, are attending today's ceremony for Abe, who was Japan's longest-serving Prime Minister. The event began at 2 p.m. local time with Japan's self-defense forces firing 19 shots in honor of the late Abe. Security has been tightened in Tokyo, with schools in the vicinity of the funeral venue closed and some 20,000 police officers mobilized to ensure security for the event. But the state funeral has also prompted protest in downtown Tokyo, with demonstrators criticizing Abe for his legacy of divisive policies as well as the $11.5 billion bill for the event. Japanese opposition parties are boycotting the funeral, however, saying Abe is also not deserving the honor. Apple says it has started making its iPhone 14 in India as it diversifies its supply chains away from China. The company makes most of its iPhones in China but has shifted some production outside the country as tensions rise between Washington and Beijing. China's zero-COVID policies, which have triggered widespread lockdowns, have also caused major disruptions for businesses during the pandemic. The technology giant unveiled its latest iPhone earlier this month. The U.S. giant has been struggling to compete with the much cheaper South Korean and Chinese smartphones that continue to dominate the Indian supermarket phone. So Apple's announcement marks its latest move towards diversifying supply chains to avoid disruptions as tensions rise between China and the US over Taiwan and trade. A NASA spacecraft has hit an asteroid in an unprecedented test designed to prevent potentially devastating collisions with Earth. NASA's double asteroid redirection test DART spacecraft crashed into the asteroid Dimorphos about 11 million kilometers from Earth. The mission was devised to determine whether a spacecraft can alter the trajectory of an asteroid through sheer kinetic force, nudging it, of course, just enough to keep Earth out of harm's way. The success of the mission will not be known until further ground-based telescope observations are completed next month. DART is the latest of several NASA missions in recent years focused on exploring asteroids, rock remnants from the solar system's formation more than 4.5 billion years ago. Now the general weather forecast for the country. Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in Province No. 1, Madhes, Bagmati and Gandaki Province, and partly cloudy in the rest of the country today. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at a few places in Province No. 1, Bagmati and Gandaki Province, and at one or two places in the rest of the provinces today. For tonight, the division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at a few places in Province No. 1, Madhes and Gandaki Province, and at one or two places in the rest of the provinces tonight. As per the latest details of the Meteorological Forecasting Division, today's minimum temperature of Kathmandu Valley is recorded at 18.5 degrees Celsius and the maximum temperature at 26.7 degrees Celsius with 5.8 millimeters of rain. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Nepal signs atomic energy-related CPF and reiterates commitment to disarmament. Meeting of the task force formed to decide seed distribution among ruling parties continues today as well, and protests as Japan honors slain ex-Prime Minister Shinzo Abe. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can listen to us online on our website, www.onlineradionepal.gov.np, and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.